Washington State is prepared for infectious disease outbreaks, or so it seems, but a new report by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Trust for America's Health says the state can do better. The report evaluated states on indicators such as flu vaccine rates and needle exchange programs. These indicators are related to prevention, detection, and response to outbreaks. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna says Washington scored 5 out of 10 on indicators.
Childhood vaccination rates is one of the indicators where Washington has flunked. We have one of the lower compliance rates in the country. Another indicator is bloodstream infections, usually acquired in hospitals when catheters and IVs are used. These types of infections cause thousands of deaths each year. Washington didn't pass this one either.
Washington joins 11 other states with similar scores. Oregon met just 3 of 10 indicators. Overall, the report says the U.S. cannot continue to be complacent. Infectious diseases are largely preventable. They can disrupt lives and contribute to unnecessary health care costs every year.